Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, it's National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. How you celebrating that foolishness?
Tony Kornheiser, sorry, not by wearing a plunger on my head.
Seriously.
Like, how did that get to be a national day?
Who are the dopes? Who are the fools who put this into the main culture? Who are they?
So what would be really good is if they could superimpose a plunger on my head now, so it looked like I actually had a plunger on my head. Who's the most famous user of a plunger in the world? Who is it?
Ed Norton, right?
Of course it's Ed Norton.
No one knows what we're talking about.
For all you people under the age of 60, I'm sorry you missed the joke. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Chargers edge the Raiders. The Sixers put Ben Simmons on the table, and Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly floats the idea of skipping the playoff if parents can't attend. But we begin today with the rather surprising news that Drew Brees will start on Sunday versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Brees has missed four games with multiple fractured ribs and a punctured lung. The Saints say Brees is fully healthy and cleared to play. Wilbon, does the return of Brees give the Saints a significantly greater chance of beating the Chiefs?
Tony, only if Drew Brees is mid-season Drew Brees. Only if he's completely healthy. How can you be healthy when you've had 11 fractures in your ribs? I don't know. Quick to me. But let me say this. Tony, I can see why Sean Payton and the Saints would decide this. Look, if Brees is out there and he looks great and they can protect him, good. If he isn't, they can sit him. They can go to the pen because their record is something like 8-1 without Drew Brees the last couple of years. They can go to the bullpen. They got two choices, all right? Once they go to the bullpen and they can say, these guys are accustomed to coming in anyway, let's start Drew, see what he can give us.
Yeah, so I fear for Alex Smith when he is out there being a quarterback because of what has happened to him and his leg. And I now fear for Drew Brees being out there. And I'm going to quote Bart Scott today of Can't Wait fame. Bart Scott, who said he would imagine in Kansas City, the defense is saying, quote, we're going to put some barbecue sauce on those ribs and see if they smoke. This is the same Bart Scott who in 2006 knew that Reggie Bush had an ankle injury. And he said, and again, I quote,
hot sauce.
I'm going to put some hot sauce on that ankle. So the only reason I can, there's two reasons I can give you why the Saints would do this. One, they're desperate to catch the Packers and get
the
bye as the number
one
seed. Or two, they want Brees to see up close, just in case they play them in the Super Bowl, how good the Kansas City Chiefs defense is, how fast it is, and something like that. Mike, I think you risk your whole season by doing this. Drew Brees has talked of retirement. If he gets hurt, it could be the last game he ever plays for the Saints. Do you want that in a regular season game, or do you want it in the playoffs?
Yeah.
This is hard for me to understand.
I don't want it at all, of course. But again, we know that, hey, look, Taysom Hill, Tony, I know he didn't play well last week. I blame that on your
boy. But he won. He's 3-1.
I blame that on your boy Sean Payton, personally, the most recent Saints game. They'll be fine because Payton is actually really a smart guy. He'll leave his ego at home, I think, this week, and he'll understand what needs to be done. I understand why you might go there. Is the risk great? Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
But, Tony, anytime these guys step on the field, it's great. Is it greater putting his ribs in harm's way? As Bart Scott suggests, we're going to be wincing every time anybody approaches this.
What makes this so odd to me, Mike, is that it was just yesterday, I thought, when Sean Payton said, oh, he's a long way away. And then overnight, he's right there.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. So.
Yeah. Worth watching, man. It gives it so much more drama now. The Raiders' chances of making the playoffs are close to zero after they lost in OT to the Chargers last night. Justin Herbert dove into the end zone to win the game for L.A. It was great, that shot of the ball getting over the goal line. Herbert's heroics overshadowed an impressive performance from his hero, fellow Oregon alum Marcus Mariota, out of mothballs, who relieved Derek Carr, who injured his man region. Tony, the Raiders are 7-7, and the Chargers are just 5-9. But which of these teams has the brighter future?
So it's very tempting to say it's the Chargers because of Justin Herbert, who has looked so good this year. I assume they're going to have a new coach, wipe the slate clean, and be very optimistic about next year. But I'm going to say the Raiders. I'm going to say the Raiders because I really like their offense. I really like Waller. I really like Jacobs. I think Derek Carr is a good quarterback. Over the course of his career, Mike, he's only 29 years old. He's got 167 touchdowns and 69 interceptions, so that's nearly plus 100. If he hadn't gotten hurt, and he got hurt early, they might have won, which is no disrespect to Marcus Mariota, who played very well.
He did.
I'm just looking at one team being 7-7 and one team 5-9, and I'm saying I'm taking the 7-7 team.
There's no difference between them. The 7-7 and 5-9 is nothing. I mean, that's
well,
no
margin. It's actually two. It's not nothing.
And
it's
that's
two.
Nothing. That's nothing. If you're going to sit there and decide which one of these teams has a brighter future, 7-7 and 5-9 ain't going to tell you. And the reason I'm not going to say
on the Raiders,
the San Diego Chargers, and they'll always be the San Diego Chargers, is because they're going to have a new coach, and we don't even know who it is. They likely
right.
will have a new coach. I mean, I know you've been calling for a new coach there forever now, virtually all season. I don't know. And I don't know that John Gruden, I'm not waving the banner for John Gruden. It's great. John Gruden, obviously, you know, has big feet rooted at this network, and people love him and root for him, and he's been good for the Raiders previously. John Gruden's great for football. That don't mean they're going to be any good. This is the third season. They're incrementally better. The
yeah.
Chargers, the Nappers, they change coaches. They change this. They change that. They move Hall of Fame quarterbacks around, and they don't really do anything. So these are two teams in that sea of NFL mediocrity likely to stay there.
Yeah, I think that John Gruden has fixed the offense of the Raiders. They've gone from 28th in the league to 11th right now. They need defense. They need to look, honestly, to the model of the Washington football team. Draft defense, work on defense, and see if it improves you. Where we disagree on Gruden is I think he can sell. I think he could get free agents to go play for him in Las Vegas. But their season stinks now.
It does. Wait a minute. This season,
terrible.
They were 6-3. So why should I
That's
bet
right.
on them as the brighter future? They left a brighter past. They left it behind.
Obviously, you didn't, and I did. And
yes.
That's what makes
nice
this show
out of you.
What it is. There are multiple reports that the 76ers are willing to trade Ben Simmons in order to get James Harden. Daryl Morey, the 76ers GM, said this is not true. Morey told The Athletic, and I quote, "We are not trading Ben Simmons. He is an important part of our team," unquote. Wilbon, what do you believe, and should the 76ers trade Simmons to get Harden?
I believe Daryl Morey. I mean, look, forget the friendship, and there is that, Wildcat. There's also covering this league, and Daryl Morey, if he can't tell you something, he just won't tell you. I can't comment. I don't know about that. If Daryl Morey goes out there and says on the record, "We're not trading this guy," I believe they're not trading that guy. And so, you know, Tony, what I do believe is that James Harden will be traded. I don't know where he's going to be traded. I just believe that at some point soon, particularly if they make it past opening day in the first couple of games, the Houston Rockets are going to look around and say, "Oh, my God, what have we got on our hands? We need to move this guy." And there are deals to be had out there. I'm not trading Ben Simmons for him at this point either, even though that combination, Tony, that combination of Joel Embiid and James Harden, I mean, that could work. I'm not going to rule it out. That could work. But if they don't want to give up Ben Simmons, I understand that as well.
So I'm looking at this, and I'm having difficulty finding out what's real here. If somebody says to me there are multiple reports that Ben Simmons could be traded, then I tend to believe that. But what Morey said was unequivocal.
Yeah.
We are not trading
yes.
this guy. So I'm going to play newspaper man for a while. A couple of weeks ago, Tommy Shepard, the GM of the Wizards, said, "We are not trading John Wall." And I sat on this show and I said, "I don't believe that. And they should trade John Wall for Russell Westbrook. He's a much better player." And within a few days, they made that trade. And I believe Tommy Shepard was lying. I believe Daryl Morey is lying at this point. I believe GMs lie. And here's the reason. You got a player who's worried about what's going to happen in the next week, where he's going to live. You got to go out there publicly and say, "Don't worry about a thing. Because if we don't trade this guy, we got to make sure he still loves us. If we do trade the guy, who cares?" And I think Ben Simmons is on the table, though I don't know why Houston would want him.
I mean, do you think you're the only cynic out there? You think Ben Simmons isn't capable of being cynical or the people around Ben Simmons? No, yeah, Tommy Shepard ain't Daryl Morey. That's like me saying, oh, Mike Lupica said this, so therefore it must be the same for Tony Kornheiser. That is the dumbest logic you've ever put forward in 19-plus years. Now,
it's not at all what I said. I said all GMs lie. Yeah,
You don't even believe that. I do believe if they can mold it to work for them. But it doesn't work for you if you come out and say, this guy is not, especially you got Daryl Morey's track record. You got to deal with players too, Tony. You got to deal with more than other executives who you are trying to jockey to make deals with.
I don't even understand why Daryl Morey would want James Harden when the reports lately are that James Harden ruined the Rockets and made Morey miserable.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
I don't know.
So again, I don't know what's true at the moment.
If you can win, if you think you can.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Coming up, Jalen Hurts played at Oklahoma. So did Kyler Murray. And on Sunday, they play each other. Who's going to do better?
And will 11-year-old Charlie Woods be more impressive than his old man at the parent-child tournament this weekend?
Have you seen his swing?
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
Woo!
It's called...
You wish you had that swing?
Perfect. That's what it's called.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, a trope that made sense when the producers thought it up in 2003. What have they done since? Nothing. Hark, I sense the first call.
Hi, guys. It's Claire. I want to know if you see Jalen Hurts outplaying Kyler Murray.
So this is the Oklahoma quarterback deal. Kyler Murray was there the year before Jalen Hurts was there. And Kyler Murray's last year, he accounted for 54 total touchdowns. And he won the Heisman. And Jalen Hurts in his year accounted for 52 total touchdowns, and he brought with him a national championship that he won at Alabama. My feeling about this is that Kyler Murray is the better NFL quarterback right now. Last week he beat the Giants, but Jalen Hurts, he beat the Saints, so advantage Hurts in that particular regard. The Eagles look so much better when he is the quarterback of that team. I will tell you honestly, Mike, that I think the better story is if Jalen Hurts wins this game. But all you have to do, if you're Kingsbury, is go back to the chart that says, if Kyler Murray runs more than 5 times, we win 8 out of 9. So just call 6 running plays and you win.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals' collapse has been nearly as bad as the Raiders' collapse. Because without, you know, Hail Murray, they would have lost whatever it is, like 5 in a row before beating the Giants, as you mentioned. They're going to pull themselves together, Tony. They realize what it is they have to do. More importantly, the way they have to play. And it's going to take 8 or 10 carries. Not going crazy. I mean, he didn't have to go Lamar Jackson. But Kyler Murray is going to have to convert some 3rd and 3s and maybe a couple of 4th and 1s. I think he'll do that, and they will beat the Eagles.
All right, what's next?
Hey, Tony and Mike, do you see Charlie Woods being more impressive than Tiger Woods this weekend?
So Charlie Woods and his father are in a father and son tournament that's going to be televised. 20 major winners are in it. Gary Player's playing with his grandson. Justin Thomas is playing with his father. I think that Bubba Watson is playing with his father-in-law, which seems sort of sketchy. Here's the deal. If you've watched Charlie Woods, it's astonishing, his swing. It is Tiger's driver swing. The finish, the extension, It's scary great. In fact, JT even said he's yappy for an 11-year-old. He's always trying to beat me at something. He's always talking trash. I hope Charlie Woods loves golf. I hope he loves playing with his dad. I love playing with my kid. But I don't think he's ever going to be as great as Tiger Woods, because Tiger Woods is just about the greatest ever. So you got a long way to go before you're as good as your dad.
I can't add anything to that, so I'm going to turn this slightly. Who is the greatest son ever? Like oh, I'm talking about of the great, great, great fathers. Like, no, did anybody ever caught the GOAT fathers? No, they know you don't catch the GOAT. Ken Griffey Jr.'s dad was damn good, but he wasn't a GOAT, right?
Yeah, I would have gone to him,
and
too.
So Griffey Jr. caught and passed his dad. But, like, it doesn't happen. It's just so much pressure. It's so hard, right? I mean,
Barry Bonds,
I don't know what I
was.
Barry Bonds
is in my ear. And Bobby Bonds was really good.
I don't know
how good LeBron's kid's going to be. We'll see.
Maybe that's
it. Oh, that's good. They're right.
Brett and Bobby.
The phone lines are closed. Let's take one last break. But in our future, I see us talking about Brian Kelly's threat to pull Notre Dame out of the college football playoff.
Phil, please. Can nobody believe in that junk? How seriously should we take the NBA's investigation into Jerry West's alleged pursuit of Kawhi Leonard? This sounds sketchy.
The kid's swing, he's 11. The kid's swing is gorgeous.
You think Tiger's swing wasn't gorgeous at 11?
Maybe,
I guarantee
you never saw it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 69th birthday, Bobby Jones, the basketball player, not the golfer. Another history lesson, kids. Bobby Jones is one of the few basketball players to make the Hall of Fame for his defense, not his offense. Jones was a tall, thin forward out of North Carolina when he went to Denver in the ABA. He was all defensive first team both of his years there. When Denver joined the NBA, Jones did too. Over the course of his NBA career, Jones was all-defensive first team 8 times. So that makes 10. 10 times in 12 pro seasons. And second team one more time. This explains why his nickname was the Secretary of Defense. In 1978, Denver traded Jones to Philadelphia, where he was on the 1983 championship team with Julius Erving and Moses Malone. That year, Jones was named the NBA's Sixth Man of the Year. His scoring averages are ordinary, 14.9 per game in the ABA, 11.5 in the NBA. His rebounding numbers aren't stunning either. 8.6 in the ABA, 5.5 in the NBA. But his value to a team was immense. The Sixers thought so much of Jones, they retired his number 24.
Tony, you know, nobody's numbers meant anything on those great Philly teams, but they had Mo Cheeks and Andrew Tony, guys who knew how to support their teammates. They knew what their jobs were. They did their jobs, to paraphrase Bill Belichick. And so did Bobby Jones. Who had the numbers on those teams? Julius and Moses. Everybody else,
that's right.
Take a step back and do your job. And they did.
Happy anniversary, Larry Allen. Around this day, 26 years ago, Allen, as a Cowboys rookie, chased down Darian Connor after the Saints linebacker picked off a deflected pass and headed to the house. You think DK Metcalf running down Buda Baker was great?
Oh.
He's a wide receiver. This guy's a 325-pound lineman. Replays show Allen was flat-footed before he took off after Connor. He caught him at the 16-yard line. In the Monday night booth, Al Michaels, Frank Gifford, and Dan Dierdorf went crazy, particularly Dierdorf, himself an offensive lineman. Allen went on to be a first ballot Hall of Famer for his work on the Cowboys' offensive line. He was All-Pro 7 straight seasons. From 1995 to 2001, he went to 11 Pro Bowls. He remains the only player ever drafted from Sonoma State in California, and surely the strongest. He could bench press 700 pounds and squat 905. Allen is on the NFL's 100 greatest players list.
Man, Tony, I was covering a lot of football for the Washington Post at that time, and there were so many people who thought Larry Allen was the greatest athlete to ever be an offensive lineman. And that one clip, you're gonna put one clip out there as testimony to what Larry Allen can do and what he was, I'll take the one we just showed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Happy trails to the Sun Belt title game. The rematch between number 19 Louisiana and number 12 Coastal Carolina has been canceled because of a positive test for coronavirus within the Coastal Carolina program and the possibility that an entire position group would be unavailable to play because of contact tracing. The Sun Belt Conference has decided to declare both schools co-champions. Coastal will finish its regular season 11-0, having beaten two previously unbeaten teams, BYU and 9-1 Louisiana. Both teams plan to play in postseason bowl games, but Coastal's chance to play in one of the big New Year's bowls may take a hit because they cannot represent themselves as undisputed conference champs. They now have to hope that Tulsa beats Cincinnati in the American Athletic Conference Championship game, which would leave Coastal as the highest-ranked unbeaten team just outside the Power Five and maybe get them to a big New Year's Day bowl.
Tony, it's been sort of fun this year, and a year that's different than any other, watching those outside the Power Five schools. I root for Cincinnati and Desmond Ridder. I love watching that kid play.
That's fair. That's fair. One omission, Dwayne Haskins will start for the football team on Sunday, not Alex Smith, who's still hurt. Let's go to the big finish if we can. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly says he's not sure Notre Dame would play in the playoffs if parents couldn't attend. Do you believe him?
I'm sure they'll play in the playoff if they make it. I am. The NBA is investigating an allegation that Jerry West offered a man $2.5 million to help the Clippers land Kawhi Leonard. Do you believe that?
He's a free agent. You can do whatever you want to him. I don't think that that's tampering. Jeremy Lin is finalizing a deal with the Golden State Warriors. Do you like that fit?
I do. Has Jeremy Lin forgot how to take and hit a jump shot? No. They can find him on that team. They find anybody they want to. I hope it works. I like to see him in a Golden State uniform. The NHL reportedly told us Canadian teams, they may have to play the season in the United States of America. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are what? Then why do you have an all-Canada division? What? What? Last one, Pac-12 title game tonight. Oregon and number 13 USC. Who you got?
I got a fight on my hands. I live with a 12-year-old Oregon fanatic of the Unis.
Really? We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. You can catch us on the Deuce Monday, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.